This is NPR.
Thanks, Deray. Good morning, everyone. Officials in Egypt are trying today to control the masses of Palestinians flooding in from the Gaza Strip. The mass exodus started yesterday after Palestinian gunmen used explosives to destroy part of the wall that separates the two regions. Israel put up the wall in 2001 when it controlled Gaza before it was taken over by Hamas. Thousands of Palestinians boarded buses and piled into trucks yesterday heading to Egypt, many to buy supplies. Israel imposed a complete blockade on Gaza last week. Reports say Israeli officials are afraid militants and weapons might be entering Gaza to bolster rocket attacks toward Israel, and they're pressuring Egypt to close up the border. There appears to be some movement in the political standoff in Kenya. New reports say that President Mwai Kibaki will meet with opposition leader Raila Odinga later today. The two leaders will meet face-to-face with some mediation help from former UN head Kofi Annan. It will be the first such meeting since the disputed December 27th election, which sparked weeks of ethnic violence in Kenya. Some 700 people have been killed. The U.S. Federal Reserve's dramatic rate cut earlier this week seems to be having a positive trickle-down effect. The U.S. stock market soared yesterday afternoon after lots of highs and lows throughout the day. Overall, the Dow was up 2.5%. Meanwhile, European financial markets are still struggling. Analysts there blame the losses on the U.S. home mortgage crisis. That posture put the U.S. Secretary of State on the defensive yesterday when she was speaking at the opening session of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Her message? Everything's fine, everything's fine.
The U.S. economy is resilient, its structure is sound, and its long-term economic fundamentals are healthy. And the United States continues to welcome foreign investment and free trade. And the economy, our economy, will remain a leading engine of global economic growth.
Meanwhile, back in Washington, negotiators for Congress and the White House had a late night last night trying to hammer out details of a possible economic stimulus package. Both sides ended up making some concessions. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi agreed to drop increases in food stamp and unemployment benefits in exchange for securing a rebate of at least $300 for every person who gets a paycheck, including low-income earners who make too little to pay income taxes. Under the tentative plan, families would receive an additional $300 per child with a cap of $1,200. There's still no agreement on what kind of tax break businesses should get. More details about the stimulus package are expected to emerge today. That is the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Trey.